You have to develop that attitude about your safety. Nobody can do it for you. It's got to be you. You never give up. You've got to prevail, and that's going to be the single most important tool you've got in your toolkit, your will to survive and never giving up. You have to have the determination to persevere, prevail, go home tonight, and see your loved ones. Bad guy, maybe not so much, but you have to.
Your mindset encompasses everything about your self-defense. Everything from the gun you choose to carry, to the skills that you acquire, to the tactics that you may utilize. Do you know the difference between skills and tactics? Skills are physical attributes that have to be built up through repetition. For an example, running is a skill. Shooting accurately is a skill. You must build it up little by little until you can do it perfectly. And then, skills are also diminishable. So if you build up a skill, you have to practice and keep repeating it in order to keep it, or you will lose it. Tactics are quite a bit different from skills. Tactics are concepts and ideas. What they will do is give you guidance in a bad situation so that hopefully under stress you can make a good decision. I'll give you an example of a tactic. What do you do when you cross a street? If you said look both ways, you're absolutely right. You don't have to train that a whole bunch in order to memorize it and retain it. Once you have it, it's with you forever. Some say that tactics are far more powerful than skills because of that. Another example of a tactic would be that if it's late at night and you're stopping at a gas station for something to drink, and you notice there's some unsavory-looking characters there, what do you do? If you said drive to another gas station, you're absolutely right. This is an example of tactics. In my opinion, some skills that every permit holder should have is the ability to shoot accurately. When you fire your gun, can you put every shot through the same hole at 15 or 21 feet? If you can't come close to that, in my opinion, you need much more training. How about different stances? Do you know different stances and when to use each one of those different stances that you know? How about rapid fire shooting? Can you pull the trigger as fast as you can and still have the shots land in this tight area? Because believe it or not, under stress, if you think you're going to die, you're probably going to pull the trigger faster than you ever have in your life. And every shot that misses the bad guy is liability, and it's more time for the bad guy to hurt you or your family. So you must have good shooting fundamentals, be able to shoot fast and accurate. How about weapon retention? Have you ever been trained in how to retain your gun if somebody goes for it? It's very important if you're carrying a gun on the streets that you possess some skills to be able to hold on to your gun if somebody tries to rip it out of your hands. Some other examples of skills would be quick sight acquisition techniques, point shooting, multiple target engagements, one-handed shooting, reloading, malfunction clearing, shooting and moving, disarming your bad guy, combatives, grappling, or simply running away. Some other examples of tactics is vehicle tactics, close quarters combat, transitional spaces, cover, concealment, corners, pinch points, footwork, low light, or empty hand techniques. Basically, distance management. There's a saying in jiu-jitsu, whoever manages the distance manages the damage.